Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A picket line went up in front of the Hawley Theater in Medford, Oregon, on a Saturday afternoon in late March, 1946. Police kept the sidewalks clear in front of the building, but the pickets agreed to leave at 8 p.m. after the theater manager, Eno Himala, promised to meet with them. The pickets, including junior and senior high school students Jim Collins, Dean Coverstone, Fitz Brewer, Richard Riggs, Ted Rubenstein, and Bill Pearl, carried signs protesting student movie prices. They wanted to pay 35 cents instead of the adult price of 65 cents. On Sunday afternoon, manager Himala met with them and made an offer. The students left to discuss the deal. 2 weeks later, three senior high students, Bill Rose, Jerry Clark, and Richard Riggs, joined junior high representatives Jerry Sherman and Fitz Brewer in a meeting with theater owner Walter Leverett and Himala. The theater agreed to charge just 45 cents, and the students agreed to do what they could to stop vandalism and rowdiness in the theater. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.